Mille meninger.
Hei, velkommen til Mille meninger, en podcast der jeg skal diskutere en tema med en gjest I hver episode, der dere sender inn forskjellige temaer jeg skal ha mening om, eller jeg og gjesten vi skal ha mening om da. Og jeg vil også, hvis dere lurer på, jeg vil takknemlig for alle som har lyttet så langt, og hvis dere har noen temaer, så kan dere sende det til lr@nrk.no, send det til lørdagsrådet. Jeg synes det var en morsom idé å sende temaer til dem da, så må de sende videre til meg da. Så det bare gjør det, det blir lettis, morsom prank, men dagens gjest ingen andre enn komiker, strongman, engelsktalende, jævel.
Legende.
Legende.
Ikke glem det,
bro. Hårete, mann.
Skada,
kneskada. Inya James, but we have a disclaimer, English disclaimer. We're gonna do the rest of the episode in English.
Jeg kunne gjøre det på norsk hvis du hadde lyst.
Nah, we don't wanna hear that shit, men...
I'm offering to butcher your language.
Nah, it's cool. So that, actually, we did a roast together.
Yeah, we did.
Insult festival. And Gaute had this joke that sort of stuck with me, but he said... When you talk Norwegian, you sound like a Thai man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have this like, You can do an example for the audience. Say something.
Jeg liker kjøtt veldig godt.
Jeg synes
den nydelig.
Yeah. You sound like very Asian, Southeast Asian.
I've heard that before. Yeah, do I really?
Yeah, it's kind of funny,
I've also heard Pakistani.
Yeah, maybe.
More Asian. Asia is closer to Australia.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because you're Australian.
Yeah, stuff, I'm from Australia. Yeah, australsk.
Okay, so... Jeg australsk, men it's funny, man. But so the audience might not know who you are.
No.
So you're like, okay, say three things about you. Like, so you can say how old you are.
Yeah.
What's your favorite, condom spice?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Your favorite spice?
Condiment spice.
Yeah, condiment spice.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then your favorite music genre, you can say it all. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
yeah. I am 44 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite condiment spice,
yeah.
I think it's salt, bro.
Salt?
Salt?
Yeah.
You know, it's
somebody gotta like salt.
I like
salt as well. Yeah,
I bet you use that more than any other condiment spice. If you're honest,
if you're gonna be honest with yourself, you could probably like salt is what you use the most.
That's it.
It's kind of basic, but still,
it's boring.
It's boring. People, yeah.
Has anybody said salt before?
Never.
They're all trying to be more creative.
Yeah. Cumin and oregano and all these
fucking liars.
Leaf the bale out, whatever. And the last one is music genre. What's your favorite genre?
Hardcore gangster rap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the lyrics, and I really love like the. It's kind of like an action movie.
Yeah, just for the
song.
I did stalk you on the internet, and I found that you had this interview with Snoop Dogg.
Yes,
back in the days. How was it fun to talk to him, or was it?
Listen, I've been a Snoop Dogg fan forever, and meeting him was one of the greatest moments of my life.
Oh,
and they say never meet your heroes, but he was so fucking cool to me.
Oh, nice!
He was the coolest guy. Did you watch the whole interview?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
It's fun, right?
Yeah, it's really funny. Because I saw like a lot of journalists trying to talk to him. How did you get to talk to him?
Oh, we smoked weed out the back together.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. Yeah. With Snoop Dogg, yeah, that's how it works. Yeah.
So VG, Dogg Brother, all those motherfuckers, you gotta get
Dude,
that bag, man.
You gotta come correct. Split going Snoopy.
Yeah, you want to interview as well? He's like, yeah, whatever. It's like, yeah, boom. Like, it was kind of fun. Yeah,
and
like,
smoking, I've smoked weed with Snoop Dogg twice in my life.
Whoa, twice?
Twice.
That's too many times.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and like, they were like both of like the greatest experiences ever.
But when was the first time then?
That was in Oslo.
Oh, that was the second time then.
The second time was in Croatia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it random or you're just hooking up?
No, he was there making a music video with Madcon.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
they did a joint together.
I remember.
And then I flew down behind the scenes, camera guy.
Oh, nice.
Snoopy, blazing up. Inia James, pass that shit to the left.
But did he remember you or?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
Wow, that's
amazing.
Yeah,
he remembered me. Because I think like what happened was when he came to Oslo, he had a very negative experience with a Vega journalist.
Yeah.
And then they said, we don't want to do any more interviews. And then we waited a couple of hours. I hung out with him. I said, I'm here with Team Adidas. Can we do the interview?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. And then he loved it. And then they said, you come to the show, hang out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we did that.
Man, you live the life, man. That's why you say legend all the time. That would make sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does, you know, but that was. I'm glad you saw that.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I gotta know, man. I'm like Nardwar, man. I gotta know.
You are Nardwar. That's cool.
But that's the only thing I have. Like, I'm like one question in, and then I'm done.
But that's the best one. Yeah, that's the highlight.
Yeah, that's the highlight. It. You don't need anything else.
No.
But we're not here to talk about how legend you are, Inia.
No.
We're here to talk about.
That's weird.
It's weird. It's pretty weird. But the topic of the day.
Yeah.
It might something you like, might not something you don't like. Maybe something you have eaten at late at night.
Ooh.
It's not the other. It's kebabs. And you thought it was going to one thing.
It's
another
else.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw what you did.
Yeah,
there.
I did that. But do you have any, do you like kebab?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Bro.
Nice.
I really like kebabs.
Nice.
But I got to like...
come clean, man.
I got to come clean. Yeah. I don't think the kebabs in Norway are as like good as they should be.
Yeah, I know, man.
The level is kind of like, it's like meh.
Yeah.
You know, I've eaten kebabs in like some other countries, I feel like Norway needs to step up the kebab game.
They have to do it, man. But where you've eaten kebabs all over the world?
All over the world,
where's
bro.
Where's the best kebab you've eaten in your whole life?
Dude, maybe Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. I think so. Okay, but nice, maybe, nice. You know, I think so. But I've eaten kebabs in Greece as nice. Well, yeah, and yeah. in Morocco yeah, and in
yeah,
America.
Yeah. yeah.
But
but do you think because in Norwegian meat is not like pesticide, you put like steroids in the, maybe the steroids make the cows taste better or the meat maybe taste better. I don't know, man.
I think what it is is I don't really like the so much like vitlöks dressing and so much white stuff like
white
that.
White stuff, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They don't have white stuff.
No, they don't have it. In Australia, we just have like barbecue sauce and like garlic sauce.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not
used to the corn and the mini mais and that shit, if you pause, stark eller medium, all that kind of shit. We didn't have it.
No corn?
No corn.
That's crazy,
dude.
Man. I thought
on a kebab? What the fuck?
But I thought the kebabs were like universal, like all countries had the same. Because I've been to other places, they have different types of kebab.
Yeah.
But I think it's a Scandinavian thing or maybe like a British thing as well, because I've seen corn. Much in Europe.
Yeah, okay.
But then not in other places, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like the corn and I feel like the rum dressing. That's very Norwegian.
That's very Norwegian. Yeah, but do you, maybe you weren't here. How long have you been in Norway?
I've been in Norway for 14 years.
Ah, 14, okay. Because in the early 2000s, it was like this big thing where they found a lot of jizz in the sauce in a kebab shop in here in Oslo.
No way.
So that makes sense if people would be jizzing in the...
They really did that?
People would be jizzing. I think they stopped there, but that always stuck with me. So that's why, like... I like kebabs, but it's always like, man, you don't know what's in the sauce, man.
Special sauce,
what's in the ramen, man? It's like, you never know, man. But
I've got a theory about the rømme.
Yeah, what's
yeah, your theory? My theory about like rømme, norske folk elsker rømme.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like if a food gets integrated into Norwegian from another culture,
gotta put in rømme.
Add the rømme, da det norsk. Add the rømme for pizza. Yeah. We don't do that in Australia. Nah, you don't go to Milano, home of the deeper dish of pizza, and then go, I'll have the rømme talk.
Yeah, you get stabbed if you get like, you put sour cream or whatever you call it.
Exactly,
yeah,
but Norway love putting rømme on shit and go, yeah, that's how we do it over here.
Yeah. Tacos integrate. As well. Yeah, but I think it's because if it's too foreign, if it's like, so just get a new thing in here, so it's too foreign, so you gotta put some Norwegian in.
Yeah.
So to balance it out, so people go, they get scared maybe. Yeah. So maybe the rømme is like, you know, like how guys, they, you know, are they act nice when they want the girls, and then when they get the girl, they act, you know, like
they riz them up.
They riz them up.
They riz them up, son.
So the rømme rizzes up the foods.
That's a new term.
That's a new. I think that's a brand we should start up, man.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Dude, we're gonna call. We're gonna call some investors.
Rømme Riz. Get hit him up with the rømme riz. Okay, but now we talked about kebab. Next, we have. Spalter, what do you call it in English?
Spalter. Oh, maybe that's like
columns.
Columns?
Is it columns?
Sections.
Okay, next section.
Cancellation station. All on board. Cancellation station.
This next section is called cancellation station, where we have hard opinions about kebab. And you can go all out. You can say what you want about kebab. This is a safe space where you can have.
Okay.
So I can go first.
Yeah.
I think the kebab is too expensive. It's like the kebab usually be like the common man's late night eaten snack. Like you should. It's not now. Kebabs are like the same price as sushi. So it's, you know, somebody's gotta like, they gotta get a union, a kebab union.
Yeah.
And then pull that price down or something. I don't know what you're gonna do, but you know, it's too much, man.
It has really increased in price.
Yeah.
It really has.
Yeah. And I thought the quality hasn't increased, just the prices. So it doesn't make sense.
But are you like not okay with the, you know, because I guess they have to adjust for inflation.
Yeah.
What do you want to do, man? Like, where does it stop, bro?
But the government can step in and give like the
subsidies.
Subsidies to all the kebab shops.
Yeah.
So they can keep the prices down.
Yeah, like what they do with big corn in America.
Yeah. You got to do it, man.
Kebab subsidies.
Yeah. That's Because when I was young, you know, and you were also young once back in the day,
once upon a time,
you know, kebabs were like, you know, 50 kroner, 60 kroner to get a big kebab. Yeah. And that was like, you could live off that. But now you got to like, you know, pick up a loan just to buy a fucking big kebab and stuff, you know.
You got
to
work some overtime.
Yeah, work overtime. That's not worth it, man, for a kebab. Come on,
gotta,
man.
You got to step up your Tice account.
Yeah. Do you have any hard opinions?
I do, actually. Yeah. I think double shirt isn't fucking double eggedly.
Not really.
Because sometimes I watch them put the amount of single and then I go, oh, actually, let's make it double just so that they have to reveal their hand about what the single really is, and it's never the same amount.
No,
double.
Yeah.
Listen, double needs to mean fucking double.
You can't
just be double and then it's 50% of what I put on as a single. I want you to get that big scooper thing. I want you to do single and then I want you to match it. I want you to fucking
double
kebab
actually
meat.
The meat, not just extra meat.
Double the extra meat. That's my hard line. I'll fucking die on that hill, bro.
But that would make sense because I think like kebab people, they know like sleight of hand magic or something, because when they make the kebabs, even like if the size is big or small, it looks always the same. It's like, doesn't make any sense, man.
Yeah, dude, it's like Alexander or some shit. All mirrors, bro. They just have mirrors all around that little grill station.
It's too many ass, too much sketchy stuff, man. But also, I don't like when they call me boss. Yeah, that's too, like, I think that's sort of like demeaning sometimes, you know. Hey, Oscar the chef is like, hey man, you own this place, man. I don't own this place.
You know what that is? That's bottoming from, that's topping from the bottom.
You know
what I mean? That's like some subversive. That's like they're rizzing you up.
Yeah, they're rizzing me up.
You're,
man,
getting rizzed up, son.
Suddenly I'm eating double meats and stuff. And I'm like, I don't want all this kebab. That's too much kebab, man.
And it's to make you feel like making okay with paying the inflated prices, because now we called him boss. That's a rizzed up appeal to your ego.
That's too much, man. I don't like that
shit.
No,
you're right. Fuck that.
Fuck that, man. But do you have traveled all over the world and be eating kebabs?
Yeah, I have.
What's like the worst kebab you've eaten? Like in?
Oh, I had a terrible kebab once in Greece.
Oh, really?
Absolutely terrible.
Food poisoning or?
Yeah, it was just like puking and like not feeling good and really ruins the next day. It was just a really unpleasant experience.
Oh, really?
But I think they call them different things over there.
Yeah,
they call
gyros.
Them gyros.
Yeah. So gyros or something.
But it was a fucking kebab to me, but it was just like, dude, man, sometimes like the meat just feels like it's undercooked.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah,
you get the chicken, you go, what? Spin it longer on that big stick, bro.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense because the chicken is a chicken. How do you like, do you use glue to put it in the like, how do they do it, man?
How do they stack it? It's like fucking, it's like a game of Jenga or something.
They just
put it on layer upon layer, man.
So it's sketchy meat, man. I've eaten some sketchy kebabs. It was the one time the guy puts, he had too much oil in the sauce. So the sauce is so oily. I was like, but I paid a lot of money for it. So I was like, I'm going to eat it anyway.
Dude.
And like in the middle of the night, I just puked because like, I can't, I can't hold it in because I felt it in my gut. Like I'm going to puke, but I kept it like holding it down.
Oh, you got to get it out.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You gotta let it out. Otherwise, it just rots on the inside.
Yeah. The grossest part was like, I didn't puke the kebab, only the oil. So it was like the oil that was like.
Dude, you had oil. You had so much oil in you. You thought America was going to invade your stomach.
Yeah, they're knocking on my door, man. Oh, that's what the 4,000.
They're going to liberate your stomach.
The 4,000 Navy guys, man, they were here for my gut, man. They
were that's it. The big ship.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Ahmed's gut and then Heidi's.
Get this shit. Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that you had that experience with the oil, man. That's
sad, man. But I've mostly had like good experience with kebabs.
Yeah.
But I've eaten some weird versions in Oslo. They used to have a spaghetti kebab.
Ooh,
have you heard about that?
Sounds like some Italian fusion.
Yeah, as some guy who was probably high off his mind was like, "Hey, man, what are you?" Because he put just it was macaroni.
Mm.
Instead of meat, it's just macaroni.
Yeah.
So it's like the regular kebab, but it's like macaroni in it, and then corn and salad and ramen dressing.
Yeah.
And you eat it, it's like this does make sense.
No.
But I bought it because I was just curious, like what is macaroni kebab? So what the fuck? And then it was just macaroni.
It sounds terrible on paper.
Yeah.
But how was the taste experience?
Nah, it was okay. It's like eating a spaghetti with pita instead of on a plate. That's just basically what it was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. I'm glad. I hope they went bankrupt.
Yeah. I hope they went out of business.
That's an abomination.
Yeah, they should like all get jailed. Get jailed type of shit.
Yeah.
Man. That's all I had for Cancellation Station. Do you have any more crazy stuff you want to say?
About the kebabs?
Or the government or whatever, man. Just go.
Dude, listen, they need to stop controlling the weather. Birds aren't real.
Okay. That's enough. All right. The next section.
Mini quiz. Mini quiz. Yeah.
It's called mini quiz.
Oh.
Where I quiz you about kebabs. And then, that's about it. So, okay, first question.
Yeah.
Where did the kebab originate from?
Turkey.
Whoa. Close.
Syria.
Yeah. Okay, that's Baghdad, but it's kind of like it's in the Middle East. But you, it's, you get a point. You get a point.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you. Yeah, all right, you let's go.
Okay. What does kebab mean in Arabic?
It means dinner.
Oof. Nah.
Snack.
Nah.
Filamat.
Ah, nah. Okay, it's very like literal.
Oh, meat in bread.
Oh, closest. Roasted meat.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it means. Oh. Kebab.
Okay.
It was a woman named Sena. She paid for the most expensive kebab in Oslo, but it was a mistake. So can you guess how much she paid for that kebab?
What year was it?
It was, I think it's between 2015 to 2000, like now, like the last 10 years.
And do you want the price in that time or adjusted for inflation?
No, just that time.
Okay, just, and it was a mistake?
Yeah, it was a mistake.
I'm guessing it might have been like a decimal point mistake.
Yeah.
So then I'll add like maybe 2 decimal points.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a cue here.
Yeah, yes.
I think she might, maybe she paid 7,000, maybe she paid 12,050.
You can go up more.
Wow. Oh, yeah. 125,000.
No, you gotta go a little bit down.
Okay. Sorry, I thought it was the decimal point system. Okay.
Yeah, you had a good idea for it, so it's I can reveal it, or you want
one more one more chance? Like, okay, it's between 12. And I think she paid 21,000.
Nah, it was 85,500 kroners.
Oh my God, that's so much.
That's so much.
Sorry, I know you probably have, but did she not look at the bunk terminal and she just went, oh, 85,000?
Yeah, I think clicked it in herself, or maybe, I don't know, but she...
One last thing. Yeah. What a fucking baller to have 85,000 in your account. I haven't had 85,000 in my account for years.
Yeah, I think it was just for bragging rights, but like, yeah, I paid it, whatever. What? Yeah. How? Me?
Shout out to Sana.
She just tapped it. You didn't give a fuck.
She's like, whatever. Apple Pay. There you go.
And it was like, oops, 85,000. Okay. I got to get it back. I think it would have been funny if like the guys who were like, they probably took a while before she realized it. So I was wondering if the people who was like selling the kebab was like, maybe she didn't notice, you know.
Got away with it.
Yeah, got away with it.
But good thought.
Yeah. Chef. yeah, that was the quiz. You got, 1 out of 3 or something.
Gave that to me out of generosity. Yeah. So.
But still, pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Next spot.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, it's either or.
Oh, nice.
So you're going to just pick, either own a kebab shop for a year or just only eat kebab for a year?
Oh, own a kebab shop for a year.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Especially if Sana comes.
Yeah.
I'm like 85. Let's go, guys. Yeah, that's an easy one. For sure. Own a kebab shop. Call people chef.
Only eat a roll, kebab roll, or in pita.
Rolls, definitely. I'm trying to cut down on carbs, and the pita is very thick and gluten. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Only have meat in the kebab, or only have vegetables in kebab for a year.
Bro, I'm
Think about your colon.
Full on liver king, carnivore diet, testosterone shots, meathead image. I'm going just meat in there, bro. 100%.
I think it sounds nice for like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then you gotta like, oh my God, my stomach.
What do you want to have in there? Just like the tomato and the agurk?
No way,
bro. You won't have any testosterone left.
Yeah, right.
You'll struggle. Erectile dysfunction.
Fuck me, man. It's hard. Yeah, it's either or, man. Either have a hard dick or no hard dick and have nice colons, man.
Always good for the whole dick.
Yeah,
always good for the hard dick. Don't worry about the colon. They'll find a cure. It's no problem. Ask AI. They'll fix it.
Yeah, they fix it. Yeah.
You're good.
Okay. The last one, I gotta come up with a good one. You gotta, for every time you eat the kebab, you gotta either donate the kebab to another person. So you have to like, you buy one, you have to buy another to another random person.
Mm.
or always ordering the smallest kebab. So always like maybe like being kind of hungry, or you have to like overeat or not eat at all. It's like either eat two kebabs. I'm just changing my mind. But two kebabs in one go, or only eat a small kebab every time.
Well, as an obese man,
yeah.
As a chubby man,
you're not that chubby, man.
I identify as a chubby man. Don't take that from me, bro. Who are you to judge?
I identify as thick. Okay, That's you, man.
Yeah, thank you. I should choose the lower one. But I do enjoy me a good kebab, even if it has an omur. So I'll take two of them, bro.
Okay, I'll take two of them.
Can I give you one?
Yeah, sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure, man. I love it.
Okay, would you rather eat a kebab filled with macaroni?
Yeah.
Every night for the rest of the next 2 years?
Yeah.
Or get a Netflix comedy special?
Whoa! I think I go with macaroni.
I meant that. I said that the wrong way.
You get
the Netflix special only if you eat macaroni. Only if you eat the macaroni.
Yeah, kebab for five years, every meal.
Every meal.
Oh, nah, I can't do it, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that's too much macaroni, man. That's too much carbs.
Yeah, that's true. I like that you chose that choice.
Yeah, you went with a healthy option. Yeah, healthy option. You put your body first instead of your career.
I respect that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm probably going to get it anyway.
You could get it without the macaroni.
Okay, you get paid, say, $1 million
Yeah.
A year.
Yeah.
But you have to be like a spokesperson for the shittiest kebab shop in Oslo. So you gotta like always defend it. You gotta always
in the comment section.
Yeah, comment section. You gotta always eat there. You got a big poster of you on the outside.
How many hours does this take?
Say, okay, it takes 15 hours a week.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, really?
Okay, a million kroners? Bro, I am like the number one. I'm writing copy. I'm doing TikTok ads. I'm launching events.
We're doing product collabs. Yeah, okay, dude.
I'm going to go all in for that milli with 15 hours.
Yeah, nice. For sure. Okay, so.
But I will also like come with suggestions on how they can improve the kebabs.
Because you can't come. You have to be like a shill,
like a shill.
Yeah, you gotta be shill for them. You have to agree with everything.
Okay, basically. Are they just like really bad tasting, or are they like jizzing in the sauce?
Probably a little bit jizz in the sauce, just a little bit.
It was just a little bit. Yeah, okay. I'll take that money, baby. Enjoy that jizz, guys.
Enjoy it. That's nice. Okay. Now we're done with this segment. That's a fast podcast, man.
Dude, they're the best.
Yeah. This last one is actually the last one. It's just, what have we learned?
What have we learned?
So have you learned anything in this episode? You learned about kebabs, learned about life.
I learned that you're a fucking pussy when it comes to eating macaroni kebabs every day for 5 years.
Hey man, I like macaroni, but not every day, you know.
For a Netflix special, bro, you would kill that shit.
Hey man, I would like a Netflix special, but maybe if it was 1 year. Maybe, let's say a year and a half. Year and a half? Yeah, I can do a year and a half.
All right, then I have a contract for you.
Yeah. I'll sign it immediately.
I'm gonna push this piece of paper over. We're locking him in. This is all part of a new prank show that we're doing. And this is a verbal contract.
Yeah, nice.
I have learned some things actually. I've learned the meaning of the word kebab.
I learned everything
that you mentioned in the quiz.
Yeah, nice.
I learned that a woman paid 85,000 kronas for a kebab called Soma.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And
I think, you know, I think I've learned a lot, man.
I learned that you are cool, Snoop Dogg. That's kind of cool. Yeah, twice.
Yeah, we're homies. I'll text him now.
Yeah, just do it, man. And also learned that, you know, in Australia, they don't have, you know, any jizz on the... I feel this episode now is called Kebab Parangtes Jizzing in the sauce. But yeah, that's the episode. Hope you enjoyed it at least. Hope you enjoyed it.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you for having me as a guest on your show.
Null stress, as we say in
Null stress, as we say in Thailand.
In Thailand, in Thailand.
Kap Kun Ka.
Yeah.
Swati Ka.
Have you been? Or
I have been. I love it. Yeah, nice. I love it so much.
Have you eaten the kebab there or?
No. I went to a Turkish restaurant, but I got the mixed grill.
Mixed grill,
yeah. Over there, I can afford a mixed grill. Over here, kebab, Thailand, mixed grill. Let's go.
All day, man, all day. That's nice. Also, the fascinating thing about kebabs, you can like find a kebab shop all over the world.
Mm.
Like I was in Japan and I saw like a British kebab house or something. And I was like, some dude eating kebab. It was pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
It's like they have better food. Why they... But for them, probably it's like exotic to see a kebab.
They're like, they're gonna like, let's go on date night. Anniversary. Come on, baby.
Let's go.
British kebab.
Kebab. Come on.
Yeah. Harajuku go.
I'm full of corn and shit.
Of course. They might have Wagyu kebab.
Yeah.
Of the Wagyu beef.
But I mean, I feel like every time people try to have like fancy meat in kebab, then it's not a kebab anymore. That's just a fancy. You know, like kebabs has like. It's a certain type. It's like a burger, you know. It's a certain type of recipe.
Yeah.
And if you have too much, like, I've
keep
eaten,
it low quality.
Yeah, low quality. I've eaten like some place in Oslo. They try to have like, we have
dry
better meat,
aged
so,
meat.
Yeah, some shit
from
like
a black
that.
Angus from Omaha.
Yeah, fuck that. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me that rat meat, man.
Give me that rat meat, son. That you just got behind the kitchen.
That's disgusting. But that's probably what it is. I thought it was. It also was like an earlier thing. It was like a couple of years ago. It was like they found like rat meat in the. But you know, it's probably just fake news anyway, you know.
It's all fake news, bro. It's a Matrix attack.
Yeah, so double up on that meat, man. yeah. Double on that meat.
Double down.
Yeah, double down. But yeah, nice having you, India.
Thank you,
Ahmed. Now, I'm going to switch to Norsk. Takk for at du hørte. Snakkes. Ha det bra. You can say hi, goodbye as well.
Svatika.
Svatika.
Ha det bra.
Du har akkurat hørt på en podcast fra Simpel. Takk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.